Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Direct mail, Monday, April 8th, 2024. Steve Cypress here with a postcard that is a fantastic example that I hope you will put out marketing, advertising just like this. And what I mean by that is not to copy it exactly, because that's unethical. Of course, you wouldn't want anyone copying your stuff exactly, especially a competitor. But I mean, no matter what business you're in, to get more and better customers, clients, patients, members, whatever it is to you, this is a fantastic example I'm going to share with you. It hit my personal, actually, it hit my wife's personal mailbox earlier this week. My beautiful wife, Michelle, it's addressed to her because my beautiful wife, Michelle, and I have hosted over 800 events at last count for small business owners and entrepreneurs. And my beautiful wife, Michelle, takes care of all of the behind-the-scenes stuff. She is, of course, the hostess with the mostest, as I always say, in my events to people where we're serving meals. If it was up to me and I had to do it, they would all get like a, you know, piece of toast on a napkin. But my beautiful wife, Michelle, goes all out and serves gourmet food and fantastic presentation and all that kind of stuff. So this company, apparently I've never heard of it before, but EZ Cater knows to send this kind of stuff about catering to my beautiful wife, Michelle. And we'll start off with the front side. I have very little bad things to say about this, just an excellent example. So first of all, even though they have a great name of the company, EZ Cater, kind of tells you what they do, and their website's probably, if I looked at it, yeah, there it is, ezcater.com, right there. Get started at ezcater.com. They should capitalize the EZ, if not the EZ and the C, but make it easier to read and understand. So I don't go Ezcater, what is that? Oh, it's EZ, capitalized Cater. That's what they should have done. So there you go. Found something not great about it, although their official logo looks like it's all small letters. So maybe that's their excuse for why they made that mistake, and including all small letters in the URL. Should not do that. Should make it easier to read. Break up the words, EZ in one color, Cater in another. Easy capitalized, and then Cater. Make it easy for people to read and to remember it and to understand. Anyway, they put their name at the bottom. They put an enticing headline at the top. The job of the headline is to get someone's attention and then get them to want to read more, to find out more. In this case, it is a folded and tabbed postcard. So not only do they want you to read it, they want to get you to open it, where undoubtedly there'll be more opportunity for them to sell you on what they want you to do. Remember, we're always looking to get people to take action, not like big corporation general advertising, which is getting people to change their mind about things. We're getting people to change their actions from not taking action to taking the action you want them to take. We're not looking to change anyone's mind. That takes a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a boatload of money. So unless you're Coca-Cola or Budweiser or whatever, you don't want to copy what those big corporations do. They got deep pockets. They play the long game. They can wait forever. We want to put out money and get money back quickly. So we just want to agree with whatever's on their mind, offer that to them so we can get them to take action immediately. Make sense? And this does a great job of it. First of all, it's using the color red, which is an action color. So you'll see action red in logos or coloring for things like hospitals, ambulances, emergency, red, or a fast food. Almost every fast food logo will have red in there somewhere. Take action now, red, let's go. So we got red, and then we got very healthy food here. So I'm a big fan of healthy food. I don't know if everyone is, but here in southern Arizona, generally we're outdoors all year round. It's a more healthy environment, healthy living. People move here and want to live and eat healthier and go for hikes and camping and boating and fishing and bike riding and jogging and walking the dog and, you know, outdoor activities all the time. So it makes sense, especially in this area, to show healthy food. And they've got some healthy pita wraps, not even the bread. They got pita wraps and they got some hummus there. So healthy food, because you want to make an impression with food. And so they are selling with the graphic. It's not just a meaningless graphic. It's not just random food. This is sending a message with the food. You'll make an impression that you care about your guest's health or your employee's health or whoever you're serving the meal for. The client, here it says client check-in 1 p.m. Boom, let's have a lunch. Let's have some healthy hummus, some pita wraps, which you see a variety so people can have whatever they want in a healthy type environment. So already that makes an impression, shows I care. But then here, they have the irresistible offer to get started with them. Enjoy a $50 gift card on us. Amazon gift card, see promo on the back. It's not a gift card to some random place or something people might not like. Amazon, last I checked, sells pretty much everything. You get a $50 gift card to Amazon, you can pretty much buy something you like. I'm predicting you can find some that you like, that you need, that you can use. It's a great way to give a gift, an incentive to get people to take action. And I'll tell you, for catering, well, now we have, of course, rampant inflation for the past few years, but you know, depending on how many people are catering to, $50 gift card can be a pretty decent promo, pretty decent offer. I mean, you got four wraps here. If you really were only getting four wraps, lunch for four, might cost, I don't know, $80, maybe with the delivery charge or whatever, like $50 off, although it has an asterisk that says see promo code on the back, so promo code. So first of all, that's a good tracking mechanism. You know, they have a code. I shouldn't show it. Maybe you'll, everyone will use it. Maybe it's just it's probably printed the same on every one of them, but they've got a code there to redeem. Here they've got some selling points. What you should do this again. I'm showing you this not because I'm suggesting that, oh gee, this will only work if I have a catering company. Steve, what are you doing? I'm not a caterer. I'm a dentist. I'm a lawyer. I'm a plumber. I'm a real estate agent. I'm a mortgage broker. I do yoga workshops, whatever it is. You can customize this for your type of business, but by all means, you could do right there, why us? Why Easy Cater? It's the number one site for X. It's the number one this. We're the number one mortgage broker in the area. We're the number one realtor for luxury homes. Whatever it is, find the thing that you're the number one of. By the way, if you want help with any of this, coming up with the messaging, targeting the market, putting together the campaign, anything at all, go to thewowstrategy.com. I lit this up. I have a client that has one, and he had the light turned on. Now I see with the glare. Mine's kind of tough to read. Easier to read with the light off. So I'll put the light back off. thewowstrategy.com. You can leave out the exclamation point. You just go to thewowstrategy.com. There's a free video, and then I got a whole boatload of more free training for you. I'll even get on the phone and help you one-on-one, because I love small business owners, and that's what I'll do. And once in a while, somebody that I help with their advertising and marketing wants to talk about possibly becoming a client. So once in a while, I decide I'll take it on a new client from it. So don't worry about me giving out all the free time and effort and information. I enjoy it. I like helping people. My mom was a school teacher. I like teaching and helping people. And once in a while, I also get a client. So it's all good. This consultation with me will not be some sales pitch in disguise or anything. I'll just genuinely help you out, and then maybe you'll want more help. Anyway, back to the postcard. So I noticed here, so they've got three reasons why they're the number one this and that, because they got lots of variety, over 100,000 restaurants nationwide. Oh, so they're icy. It's like a DoorDash, right? So it's or Uber Eats, right? It's 100,000 participating restaurants, chains, small business, food trucks. So I got it. Easy Cater, that's easy. Pick the place you want, they bring it over. Easy online ordering and award-winning customer service. Whatever your three big benefits are, that's where you put them there. And again, if this was a website, you could have the layout of the website like that. You can lay it out on a postcard, social media post, hey, why us, number one, whatever, here's the three, boom, this is good stuff. Then they have the weasel clause, which is so named because you have big, bold, colorful writing about your big offer, and then you have the small print to weasel out of it. So let's see how they want to weasel out of this one. So the $50 gift card on us, another tip, they could have used the word free. Enjoy a free $50 gift card. Free is the most powerful word in all of advertising and marketing. So find a way to use it. Don't pussyfoot around it or avoid it. Seems like they worked real hard to avoid it. Enjoy a $50 gift card on us. on us, two words, could have just said free. Everyone understands free. Everyone loves free. Simple. It's enticing. It's great. People love free. Show me one person doesn't like free stuff. I don't care if you're Warren Buffett. If I said I got some free shares of stock, you think Warren Buffett would say I love that? Like I got a free meal? I got a free airline? Well, he'd buy the whole airline, airline ticket, I was going to say. But he flies private, owns jets, I'm sure, flies what. But you get the point. Anybody will love something free. So here's the weasel clause. Earn, let's see how bad it is. Earn 5,000 EZ rewards points. Now here they capitalize the word R, so they have EZ small, and they capitalize the word R. See, they could have done that in the URL. Could have said EZ and then capital C, cater.com. Would have made it easier for me to understand it was EZ and then cater. So they must have, they tortured themselves to put it in all small letters. Here they obviously did the right thing and said easy and then capital R for easy rewards. You earn 5,000 easy rewards points redeemable for a $50 Amazon.com gift card, valid for new customers only. Well, that's not too weaselly. First order for a weekday delivery by June 15th, 24, with at least $100 in food and drink qualifies. Not bad at all. Half off. Come on now. That's like a buy one, get one free. I'm getting lunch for the whole office. I only have to pay for half. I mean, if it's only $100 worth, which again, with the rampant inflation, you probably don't get much food. But even if it's $200 worth, $50, it's a good discount. You're getting one or two free meals. A lunch, probably $25, food and drink, right? So how about two free meals for ordering for the rest of the office? It's kind of cool. Another way I've used that, but they could say that, is like, if you put in your order for lunch, we'll give you your lunch for free. But then that's only one. $50 sounds to me like it'd be two. Depends what you order, I guess, right? If you order filet mignons for everybody, I guess $50 goes pretty quick. And then there's an extra weasel clause here. So they have a deadline, some urgency there. June 15th, though, it's 6 weeks away or so. That's not much of a deadline, although it's 10 weeks away. Terrible deadline. People are going to put this aside and then not take action. They're going to go, oh yeah, June 15th, you know, maybe we have a meeting coming up at the end of May, so let me put this aside, and then they'll lose it, they won't find it. Or one of your competitors will be smarter and put a shorter deadline. They'll say, wow, I got to take advantage of this one right away, and then they'll provide excellent service. They'll have the food there early, it'll taste fantastic, it'll be very great priced, everything will be great. They'll forget all about trying out your easy cater or whatever business it is. Again, this applies to any business, right? So long deadline means you're just asking for trouble. You think, of course, the thinking of this, and I've had this conversation many times over the decades with thousands of clients, many of them will say like, but Steve, I want to give them the more time, the more likely they'll order. Wrong. The less time, to a point, the more likely they'll order. If you give a ridiculously short deadline, like this has to be tomorrow, although there's a way of doing that, especially if you do it online or on emails. You say, you have to call tomorrow and schedule the delivery date. The delivery can be up till June 15th, but you must call in the next 24 hours for the special offer. It makes people take action. Again, that's what we're looking to do here, is get people to take action. Saying you don't act till June 15th, last I checked, that doesn't really get people to take action. It gets people to think about it, put it aside, not make a decision, choose somebody else, lose the postcard. You get the point. But then a little extra weaseling here. Restrictions apply. See amazon.com/gc-legal. What? It's almost scary. I don't want to see anything legal. But restrictions apply. What restrictions? You already told me restrictions. You got it's for new customers only. Has to be on a weekday, because it is for business, right? It's business catering. It's for the office. So it has to be on a weekday. Has to be by June 15th. Has to be at least $100. New customers only. Like, you've already got a lot of restrictions, four of them right there. Why are you saying restrictions apply? I don't know. Could be distance. That could be one you wouldn't really explain here, right? It's catering company. You might say, oh, rural things, this, or, but it's a 100,000 restaurants. It's likely no matter where you are, there's someone close by. But I'm not going to guess what the other restrictions are. I'm just going to suggest you have as few restrictions as possible. Makes sense? Put yourself in the shoes when you're doing your advertising and marketing of the recipient of your message. if you were receiving the message that said restriction, 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 and restrictions apply, would that make you fall in love with the company? Again, I think the offer is strong enough that it overcomes all that. Plus, this is typical weasel clause, which, by the way, begs the question, if you don't include all this weaseling weasel clause, you will stand out just by not being a weasel. They'll be like, wow, that's not a lot of restrictions. Most of these restaurant things or offers I get, they're always, I like this company. They don't have a lot of restrictions. I like this company. They have free shipping. And then you, of course, the shipping cost goes into the cost of the, but people love, free, again, free anything they love. Free shipping is the number one perk that people love to buy with. It's the number one differentiator when people buy online. Bonus tip for you. Also, people love less weasel clauses by definition, less restrictions. I'm pretty sure everyone loves less restrictions on themselves. Some people like lots of restrictions on other people, but that's another story for another day. And then they've got, so try them today. It's a great word to use. Oh, and here they do it. Now I see. There's the EZ small and the C capitalized. Should have done that in the URL right there. EZ Cater. Should have just put EZ Cater, just like that. Very easy to tell what that is. Try EZ Cater today. So they're saying try. That's much softer than saying buy from us. That's what you're doing. You have to call and buy. Hey, give us money today and enjoy a $50 gift card. Not nearly as powerful as the softer language of try us today. Yeah, just try us. Give it a shot. You know, try some food. Looks pretty healthy. Looks pretty good. How can you go wrong with wraps and hummus? Like, give it a try. Besides, you're, again, I forgot, you're picking from 100,000 restaurants. Oh, you're not trying the food, really. Supposedly, you already know the food or you like that type of food. You're trying the delivery service. Try to see if we're on time, if we're friendly, if we don't stink of cigarette smoke or marijuana smoke when we come in with your food, if we didn't eat half your French fries when we deliver it. Try us. You'll see. And then hopefully you don't do any of that stuff. Your staff doesn't. Your employees don't do that. And therefore, you'll get repeat business. You get referrals. People will be talking. Probably have what's called bounce back messages, cards, whatever you want to call it. That means when they make the first delivery, they say, here's your $50 gift card, or you order online. So it probably comes electronically. But then when they show up, they also drop off another card for another discount on your next order. And they're like, wow, this one was really good. And now we get $50 off on the next one. That's great. And that one's only good on the second purchase. And once you get them making one, two, three, four purchases, usually it's around three or four you have to track in your business, people are sold and you don't need to incentivize them anymore. That's their new place. They're going to call Easy Cater now every time. They no longer need the discount. They're like, we like Easy Cater. They gave us three discounts. It's okay. They don't give us another one. We love them, right? All right. Now, they've got me to open it up because what's on the inside here? I already get it. They're the number one site for business catering. I got 100,000 restaurants to choose them. I get $50 off on my first order. But are they done selling? No. Why would you mail out a front and back postcard when you can mail a four-sided postcard for probably the teeniest of extra postage, if any at all? I'm looking to see, but of course, it's an edition. The stamp doesn't have live stamps on it, but... Now we've got some more benefits. And again, they're emphasizing this is commercial. This is for work. This is the business owners. So we make it easy. I'm pretty sure when people order with catering, knowing from experience, they like easy. And there again, they're displaying the healthy Mediterranean diet type of food there. The wraps, the salads, the fresh veggies. I mean, it all just looks good. They got hands all over the place. So, well, that's my hand. But they got, who's in charge of this thing? But they do, okay, they have two people on opposite sides. They're like using the tongs, grabbing their stuff. So that's a great image. They're selling their service with that image. And then they've got a QR code. They have the order 24/7. That's easy. That's easy ordering, easy delivery, easy everything. And then they got some logos of chains of Panera and Olive Garden and whatever, which my longtime client, Ace Luciano, fondly says about the Olive Garden, that's not Italian food. But again, I digress. And then they're showing the app. So apparently you can order, they're showing the website there, like it's on a computer, laptop, and then they're showing an app. So you can order from your phone, you can order from your desktop computer at work. And then they have a testimonial, because what other people say about you is about 1,000 times more powerful than whatever you say about yourself. And so they have some person saying Easy Cater came in and was like a magic wand for solving all of our food needs. Really the solution we've been looking for, so-and-so from Rice University, from the Jones Graduate School of Business. So, man, they even got the business in there in the testimonial itself. Not just a business, it's a school of business. And then they got this more social proof. I mean, that's called social proof, right? So proof, these photos are proof that it's good food. Proof would be charts, graphs, but social proof is other people saying things or other people doing things that you point out. Over 14,500 people give us 5 stars on Trustpilot. Boom! Wow! Now, of course, that's really well done because it could be 1 million people give it 1 star. So they didn't say our average rating is. So I'm guessing it's pretty good though, or they wouldn't point it out and make you go look. But 14,000, technically 14, you know, we're marketers. You get someone like me to do your stuff, even if I wouldn't take you on as a client. But back in the day, I would have, when I was desperate and would have taken on anybody. If you had 14,500 five-star reviews and 14 million one-star reviews, I was still taking you on as a client, and I would have made you look fantastic by only pointing out the positives. Look, somebody sold Kias. Well, Kias now, aren't they pretty good? But Yugos and you know, crappy sodas that are terrible for you and food that's terrible for you. People sell that stuff. People like me can sell anything. I choose now to only work with people who have an excellent product or service because it's my choice. And at this point in my career, I only want to work with people I want to love. I love working with, right? Okay. So there you go. So 2 more pages in the middle to sell some more. Notice they're not including a lot of white space. White space never sold anything. They're having 2 more pages. So they're images of how easy it is to order, app and computer, testimonial, the food, more benefits, QR codes, some low trusted logos of, I don't know, about Panda Express. Again, Olive Garden, Panda Express, that's like not Italian food, not really Chinese food to people that like that kind of stuff. But anyway, they're got a lot of locations and they're, you know, so they're at least trusted that way, the big names. So that's more proof. We're associated with big companies. Now you're borrowing credibility. Maybe I never heard of Easy Cater, but I certainly heard of Panera Bread. They got pretty good bread and pretty good, I don't know, I don't drink coffee or tea, but I'm sure they have pretty good coffee or tea or whatever there. So, I like them. So really well done here. And then they're emphasizing again on the back, on the address side, there it is, the another borrowing trust, Amazon card, not just any card. It's not $50 off future orders. Notice it's not an Easy Cater $50 card. It is 5,000 points redeemable for a $50 Amazon card, but they're using the word Amazon.com. Here's the Amazon card they're showing. Amazon again, and Amazon again on the other side. So they're borrowing all this credibility, even though I've never heard of Easy Cater. They could be a brand new startup. It appears like, man, they've been around forever. 14,000 five-star reviews. They got 100,000 restaurants nationwide. They're dealing. They're associating themselves with Amazon. Well done card. Full color. Four-sided. Well put together. This just screams, give us a try. This works. This is going to change people's action from, we usually just go pick it up at Olive Garden ourselves. Well, you know what? Let's give Easy Cater a try, because that'll save me the 15 minutes of picking it up. Someone will just bring it right here. I can get more work done, or I don't have to go through the trouble or the traffic or start my car or any of that stuff. Let's just give them a try and see how it's easier. This, that, experience it. Man, if you have an excellent product or service, you just want people to experience it. $50 off, $50 Amazon gift card to get them to try it once. Great job by Easy Cater. Whoever put this together, notice it's not likely the CEO of EasyCater.com company. It's very likely someone I even know. It's someone like me who knows what they're doing. It's not someone with some college degree in marketing from some marketing school where all they do is crunch numbers and tell you about demographics of it. It's about people that know how to get your prospects that you want to take the action that you want. This does a great job of that. That'll do it. For direct mail Monday, April 8th, 2024. Again, you want to learn more about this, how to do it, how to get help from me, at least the free help, maybe down the road some more. you go to my website, thewowstrategy.com. Thanks for being here today. I will catch you back here again tomorrow. I got to click this button twice. It'll be Topical Tuesday. I'll take something out of the news and share some business lessons with you from that topical piece of information. Thanks for being here today. I'll catch you tomorrow. Over now. Bye-bye.
Sharp Entrepreneurs, hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.